Good morning. Let's turn to our Bible to Book of Ephesians, chapter 5. Book of Ephesians, chapter 5, verse 18. And do not get drunk with wine, for that is dissipation, but be filled with the Spirit. One more time. And do not get drunk with wine, for that is dissipation, but be filled with the Spirit. John, Book of John, chapter 14, verse 16. Gospel according to John, chapter 14, and verse 16. I will ask the Father, and he will give you another helper, that he may be with you forever. That is the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it does not see him or know him. But you know him, because he abides with you and will be in you. I will not leave you as orphans. I will come to you.
我要求父，父就另外赐给你们一位保惠师，叫他永远与你们同在。 就是真理的圣灵，乃世人不能接受的，因为不见他，也不认识他。你们却认识他，因他常与你们同在，也要在你们里面。我不撇下你们为孤儿，我必到你们这里来。And
Book of Acts, chapter 2,
使徒行传第二章,
verse 1,
第一节,
Book of Acts, chapter 2, verse 1.
使徒行传第二章第一节,
when the day of the Pentecost came, they were all together in one place. Suddenly a sound like the blowing of a violent wind came upon heaven and filled the whole house where they were sitting. They saw what seems to be tongues of fire that separated and came to rest on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit enabled them.
五旬节到了，门徒都聚集在一处，忽然从天上有响声下来，好像一阵大风吹过，充满了他们所坐的屋子，又有舌头如火焰显现出来，分开落在他们个人头上，他们就都被圣灵充满，按着圣灵所赐的口才，说起别国的话来。
Finally, Matthew,
最后马太福音,
chapter 7,
第七章,
Gospel according to Matthew, chapter 7,
马太福音第七章,
verse 7,
第七节,
Matthew, chapter 7, verse 7,
马太福音第七章第七节,
ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and it will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and he who seeks finds, and to him who knocks it will be opened. Or what man is there among you who, when his son asks for a loaf, will give him a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, he will not give him a snake, will he? If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father, who is in heaven, give what is good to those who ask him?
你们祈求就给你们，寻找就寻见，叩门就给你们开门。因为凡祈求的就得着，寻找的就寻见，叩门的就给他们开门。你们中间谁有儿子求饼，反给他蛇头呢？求鱼，反给他蛇呢？你们虽然不好，尚且知道拿好东西给儿女。 何况你们在天上的父，岂不更把好东西给求他的人吗？
That's our further words of prayer.
让我们再有一些祷告。
Father, we are so grateful this morning we can gather together in this way.
亲爱的天父，我们实在何等的欢喜，早上我们能够这样子聚集在你面前。
We humble before you.
我们谦卑自己在你的面前。
And we pray that you will give us a ear that can hear.
我们求你给我们一个能听的耳。
Hear what the Spirit says to the churches.
让我们能够听见圣灵对众教会所说的话。
We ask you to open our inner eyes.
我们求你开我们心里的眼睛。
And remove the veil in front of us.
除去一切的帕子。
So from your words, we can see our own conditions.
所以叫我们能够从你的话语来看见我们自己真实的光景。
As we see our own condition, we pray that you have grace and mercy upon us.
当我们看见自己真实的光景，我们就求你施恩怜悯我们。
Give us a spirit that's willing to turn to you.
给我们一个灵愿意来转向你。
Give us a heart willing to ask.
给我们一颗心愿意来求问你。
Willing to seek and willing to knock.
愿意来寻找你，愿意来叩门。
With all your mercy and your anointing, we will not be able to speak and translate and hear.
没有你的怜悯，没有你的恩膏，我们没有办法来述说，来传讲，也没有办法来翻译，也不能听见。
We ask your help for next hours.
我们在愿意你在下一个小时里面来帮助我们。
We pray in Jesus' name.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen. Ephesians chapter 5:18. There's a very simple verse. The verse said, do not get drunk with wine, for that is dissipation, but be filled with the Holy Spirit.
以弗所书第五章第十八节是一段非常简单的话，他就说不要醉酒，酒能使人放荡，乃要被圣灵充满。
It's very, very simple verse.
这是一节非常简单的经节。
But we want to think about this verse this morning.
今天早上我们要来思想这一节圣经。
If Lord is willing, this morning we will share with you on three parts.
若是主愿意的话，今天早上我们要借着三方面来与你交通。
The first section, we will share what does it mean by being filled with the Holy Spirit.
第一个就是被圣灵充满是什么意思呢？
And the second part, we will share why must we be filled with the Holy Spirit.
第二段我们就要来说到为什么我们要被圣灵所充满。
And the third part, we will share how can we be filled with the Holy Spirit.
第三部分我们就要交通到我们怎样被圣灵充满。
Let's first start by thinking about this verse, be filled with the Holy Spirit.
让我们先来思想这句话，乃要被圣灵充满。
But before that, let's discuss do not get drunk with the wine.
那我们在说这句话之前，我们先来思想一下，不要醉酒。
Brothers and sisters, what is the wine?
弟兄姐妹们，酒是什么呢？
Wine represents the best this world has to offer.
酒就代表这个世界所能给我们最好的。
Wine comes from grapes, and grapes come from the vine. Vine comes from the land of this earth.
酒是从葡萄来的，葡萄是在葡萄枝上结出来的，这个葡萄枝就是在这个地里所出产的。
So the wine spiritually represents the best this world has to offer.
在属灵的意义上，这个酒就代表这世界上所能给我们最好的。
The world has many things to offer.
这个世界有许多的东，有许多东西可以给我们。
And oftentimes, we have hunger and thirst for those the world has to offer.
通常我们也有这样子一个渴望，想要得着这世界所给我们最好的。
If we hunger for something, then we will be filled with the thing we hunger for. Then eventually, we will get drunk with those we hunger for.
若是我们渴望得到什么，我们就会被我们所渴望的东西所来充满。当我们被这些东西所充满的时候，我们就会醉酒。
So you first start with hunger for something.
第一个乃是 首先乃是我们渴望得到什么。
Then you will be filled with that thing.
那你就被那一件事情所充满。
Eventually, you will be drunk with something.
那就因着那件事情，你就醉酒了。
What are we hunger for?
那我们渴望得到什么呢？
What are we thirst for?
我们饥渴什么呢？
If we hunger for the things of this world,
若是我们渴望得到这世界上的东西，
if we hunger for wealth,
若是我们渴望得到财富，
and we will be filled with the wealth,
那我们就会被财富所充满，
we will be drunk with wealth,
我们也会因着财富而醉了。
If we hunger for authority and positions,
若是我们想渴望得到地位跟掌权的话，
we will be filledwith the position and authority.
那我们就会被地位和权势来得着。
We will be drunk by the position and authority.
我们也会因着这些地位、这些权势而醉了。
If we hunger for fans,
若是我们想要得着名利，
we will be filled with the fans.
我们也会被这个名利所充满。
And we will be drunk with fans.
我们也会因着这个名利而醉了。
So do not be drunk with wine.
所以不要醉酒。
Do not be drunk with what this world has to offer.
不要被这世界上所能给我们的东西而醉
了。Because you will be filled with wine.
因为你就会就会被酒所充满。
And we will be drunk with wine.
那我们就会醉酒。
If we do get drunk with wine, that is dissipation.
若是我们真的醉酒了，我们就放荡。
Something will be dissipated.
有一些东西就会从你的里面消散。
Something will be disintegrated.
有些东西就在里面分解了。
Something will be scattered.
有些东西就被散开来了。
So what is it?
所以那是什么呢？
It's the love of the Father.
那就是爱神，爱父神的心。
When we get drunk with wine, the love of the Father will be dissipated.
若是我们被酒醉了，那我们爱神的父心，爱父神的心在我们里面就分解了。
So this morning, let's consider, do not get drunk.With wine.
所以今天早上让我们来思想，不要醉酒。
Be filled with the Holy Spirit.
乃要被圣灵充满。
There is a brother who said this word.
有个弟兄曾经这么说。
If you are filled with the Holy Spirit, then you cannot be filled with anything else.
他曾经说，若是你被圣灵所充满的话，你就没有办法被其他的任何事物所充满。
Think about this.
那你来思想这件事。
If you are filled with the Holy Spirit,
若是你被圣灵所充满的话，
then you cannot be filled with anything else.
那其他的事物就再也不能够充满你的心。
If you fill a glass with water,
若是你把一个杯子里面装满了水，
you fill the water to the brim of the glass.
你把这个杯子里的水一直装到杯口，
then this glass cannot be filled with anything else.
那这个杯子就再也不能够盛装其他的事。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹，
as long as we are born again, we have Holy Spirit in our heart.
若是我们已经重生了，我们就有圣灵在我们的里面。
However, having Holy Spirit in our heart is one thing.
但是有圣灵在我们里面是一件事情。
Be filled with the Holy Spirit is another.
被圣灵充满又是另外一件事情。
So what does it mean by filled with Holy Spirit?
那被圣灵充满是什么意思呢？
Holy Spirit is a person.
圣灵是一个有位格的。
That's why we can know him.
所以我们能够来认识他。
Just like we can know the Father and the Son, we ought to know the Holy Spirit.
就像我们能够来认识父神，我们能够来认识子神，我们也能够来认识圣灵。
He is a person.
他是一个有位格的。
It's not a power.
并不是只是一个能力。
It's not just a feeling.
也不是只是一个感觉。
Or encouragement.
或者一个鼓励。
It is a person.
乃是一个有位格的。
Holy Spirit can be grieved.
他圣灵是会担忧的。
You cannot grieve.An instrument.
我们不能够担忧一个东西。
You can only grieve a person.
你只能让一个人来担忧。
In Book of Acts, Peter said, "Why do you lie to the Holy Spirit?"
在使徒行传里面，彼得就问说，你为什么欺哄圣灵呢？
You can only lie to a person.
你只能够欺哄一个人。
You cannot lie to an instrument.
你不能够欺哄一个器皿。
Therefore, Holy Spirit is a person.
所以圣灵是一个有位格的。
So what does it mean by being filled with the Holy Spirit?
那所以被圣灵充满是什么意思呢？
Now we just read the book of Acts.
那我们在使徒行传里面读到的。
In chapter 2.
第二章所读到的。
This is the most marvelous historical records of being filled with the Holy Spirit.
这是一个在历史上一个非常奇妙经历的一个证据，是被圣灵所充满的。
And we all knew about these verses.
我们都知道这些经文。
These verses describe to us a time when the 120 people filled with the Holy Spirit.
这段圣经告诉我们说，就有120个人在被圣灵所充满。
It starts with a noise.
刚开始是有响声。
It's a noise like a rushing winds from heaven.
好像一阵大从天上来的一个大风吹过。
It maybe sounds like a hurricane.
也许像一个台风一样。
And the wind would fill the whole house.
那这个大风就充满了整个他们所在的屋子。
And appear some tongues of fire.
那就有舌头如火焰。
And separated and came to rest on each of them.
就分开落在他们个人的头上。
And they began to speak in tongues.
那他们就开始说起别国的话来。
Bible does use winds and fire to describe this event.
圣经是用了风和火来形容这件事情。
So many times when we think about being filled with the Holy Spirit, we think about the things that we read.
所以每常常我们当我们想到被圣灵充满的时候，我们就想到这些我们所读过的经文。
We think about the noise.
我们想到那个响声。
We think about the rushing wind.
我们想到那个吹来的大风。
And we think about the fire.
我们想到那个火焰。
And we think about the tongues they spoke.
我们又想到那些方他们所说的方言。
It is true. It is very true.
是的，这是真实的。
And God not only did this one time.
神不仅一次地做这件事情。
And in later part of book of Acts, the same thing occurred again.
在后来使徒行传里面又有记载这些事情又发生。
But what does this really mean spiritually?
但是在属灵上面这到底是什么意思呢？
And when they filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak with other tongues.
当他们被圣灵充满来说起别国的
As the Spirit was given them utterance.
乃是按着圣灵所赐的口才。
These 120 people, they used to speak their mother tongue.
这120个人他们都习惯说他们的母语。
But on the day of Pentecost,
但是在那五旬节的那一天,
they were given a different tongue.
他们那天他们就有一个别国的话的说话这个别国话的能力赐给他们。
A tongue they never knew before.
是一个他们从来不知道的一个言语。
And Holy Spirit gave them the utterance.
圣灵给他们这个口才。
So they spoke as Holy Spirit gave them the utterance.
当他们说的时候就是按着圣灵所给他们的口才。
In another word, they carry out the desire of the Holy Spirit that day.
换句话说那一天他们就把圣灵 的意愿来分开出来。
They did not carry out the desire of their own flesh.
他们并不是按照他们自己的肉体来做事。
According to their own flesh, they were speaking in their own mother tongue.
按照他们自己的肉体他们只能够说他们的母语。
But on that day of Pentecost, none of them can carry out the desire of their own flesh.
但是在那个五旬节那一天，没有一个人他们能够按照他们自己的意思而行。
Holy Spirit took hold of them.
圣灵完全地霸占了他们。
Used them as a vessel for himself.
使用他们成为一个器皿，为了圣灵。
This is being filled with the Holy Spirit.
这个就是被圣灵所充满。
Yes, there is wind.
是的是有风。
Yes, there is noise.
是的是有响声。
Yes, there is a fire.
是的是有火焰。
Yes, there is tongue.
是有方言。
But spiritually, what happened is Holy Spirit got hold of them that day.
但是属灵来说，乃是那一天圣灵完全的占有了他们。
They cannot carry out the desire of their own flesh.
他们再也不能够来做他们自己肉体所喜悦的
事情。They carry out the desire of the Holy Spirit.
他们乃是照着圣灵所愿意的来行。
Galatians, Paul described this.
在加拉太书，保罗就把这段事告诉我们。
And Paul described by saying, "Walk by the Spirit."
保罗就告诉我们，要我们顺着圣灵而行。
And you will not carry out the desire you're of the flesh.
就不放纵肉体的情欲。
When a person is filled with the Holy Spirit, he walks by the Spirit.
当一个人被圣灵所充满的时候，他就顺着圣灵而行。
He is led by the Spirit.
他就照着圣灵的引导而行。
He is doing what the Holy Spirit wants him to do.
他就照着圣灵所指要他做的来做。
And Peter stood up and raised his voice and declared to the people of Jerusalem.
彼得那一天就站起来，对着耶路撒冷的人说话。
He said, "Men of Judea and all who live in Jerusalem, let this be known to you and give heed to my words."
彼得就高声说，犹太人和一切住在耶路撒冷的人啊，这件事你们当知道，也当侧耳听我的话。
How can Peter this bold and tell everyone, "Give heed to my words"?
保罗怎么能够这么有胆量站起来跟大家说，来听我所说的话
？Is this the same Peter？
这个是不是同样的彼得呢
？Who denied the Lord three times not too long ago？
他在不久之前才三次否认主。
And now he asks everyone to hear him。
但是现在他却要大家来听侧耳听他的话。
He walked by Spirit now。
他现在乃是靠着圣灵而行。
He carried out the desire of the Spirit.
他现在是照着圣灵的意思来行。
And he did not carry out the desire of his own flesh.
他并不是照着他自己所意愿的来行。
This is filled by the Holy Spirit.
这就是被圣灵所充满。
Brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹们。
We do have winds and noise and fires and tongues.
我们是有风，是有火焰，是有响声。
But the reality is, the Holy Spirit will get hold of us.
但是真实的乃是圣灵要来占有我们。
And we can only carry out the desire of Him.
我们只能来行圣灵所要我们做的。
This is the meaning of being filled with the Holy Spirit.
这就是被圣灵所充满的意思。
Brother and sister, in book of Ephesians, this is a commandment.
弟兄姐妹们，这在以弗所书，这是一个命令。
It is not a suggestion.
并不是一个建议。
It's not an encouragement.
也并不只是一个鼓励的话。
This is a command.
这乃是一个命令。
Just like other command written in New Testament.
就像在新约圣经里面其他的命令一样。
Just like the command of being baptized.
就像那要我们受浸的命令一样。
Or the Lord's table.
或是主的桌子。
Or the Great Commission.
或是大使命。
Or many things written in the Sermon of Mount.
或是在那山上的教训里面所写的那一些的话。
This is a command.
这是一个命令。
But this command is a little different from any other commands in New Testament.
但是这个命令却与新约其他的命令有一点不一样。
If you follow this command, then you will be able to follow any other commands in New Testament.
就是你遵守了这个命令，你就能够来遵守新约里面所说的其他一切的命令。
This command is not given to a carnal church like Corinth.
这个命令并不是给那个像有行在肉体里面的哥林多教会。
Paul gave this command to the most spiritual church in Ephesus.
这保罗把这个命令给那个最属灵的教会，就是在以弗所的教会。
An early church filled with the Holy Spirit is a sign that you are a child of God.
在初期的教会里面，被圣灵充满，就是一个你是神儿女的一个记号。
Today we think being filled with the Holy Spirit is something to be achieved by those who are mature.
今天我们想说被圣灵充满，乃是只有那一些比较成熟的基督徒所能够达到的。
But if you read the book of Acts.
但是当若是你来读使徒行传的话。
Being filled with the Holy Spirit is oftentimes the first spiritual experience of those brothers and sisters.
但是你你就发现被圣灵充满，乃是那些弟兄姐妹们最头一个的经历，属灵的经历。
And there was a controversy at the time.
在那个时候，他们有一个辩论。
Between the Jewish believer and Gentile believers.
就是在那些犹太人的基督徒里面跟外邦人。
At the time, there were many Gentiles were saved.
在那个时候，许多的外邦人都得救了。
So the Jewish believer has this controversy among them.
所以在犹太人的基督徒里面，他们有一个这个辩论。
The controversy is whether this Gentile believer need to be circumcised.
就是说这些外邦人的信基督徒，他们是否应该也受割礼呢？
Circumcision has been a sign for those who are descendants of Abraham.
受割礼乃是那一些亚伯拉罕的子孙的一个记号。
If you are circumcised, that means you are the descendant of Abraham.
若是你受割礼的话，那你就是亚伯拉罕的子孙。
That's the sign.
这是一个记号。
Jewish are very serious about the sign.
犹太人是在非常的注视这个记号。
Now all of a sudden, the Gentile become saved.
那现在这些许多的外邦人，他们都得救了。
Should they be circumcised?
那他们是否也应该受割礼呢？
So there was a great debate about this.
他们在那边有一个大的辩论。
After a while, Peter stood up and said.
最后彼得就站起来说。
God knows the heart.
神知道人的心。
And testify to those Gentiles by giving them the Holy Spirit.
神就给他们圣灵，
让
他们送圣灵。
Just as he also did to us.
就像他对我们一样。
Therefore, to be filled with the Holy Spirit is the sign.
所以这被圣灵充满就是一个记号。
It's a new circumcision.
这是一个新的割礼。
Being filled with the Holy Spirit is the sign that you are now a child of God.
被圣灵充满就是一个你如今你是神儿女的一个记号了。
This is the book of Acts.
这是使徒行传。
We need to be filled with the Holy Spirit.
我们也需要被圣灵所充满。
As our first fundamental Christian spiritual experience.
这个必须成为我们第一个最基本的基督徒的一个经历。
Without the person of Holy Spirit,
没有圣灵,
our knowledge of Lord is theoretical.
我们对神的认识只是知识上的。
Only by the Holy Spirit, we can have a living expression of Jesus Christ.
只有借着圣灵，我们对神的对神的认识才能够有真实的
经历。Only by the Holy Spirit, a church can be a testimony of Jesus.
只有借着圣灵，我们聚会才能够成为一个见教会才能够成为一个见证。
Why must we be filled with the Holy Spirit?
为什么我们需要被圣灵所充满呢？
There are two reasons.
有两个原因。
One is for our Christian life.
一个就是为着我们属灵的生命。
The other one is for our Christian service.
第二个乃是为着我们属灵的侍奉。
When we think about being filled with Holy Spirit, we often refer to Book of Acts, chapter 2.
当我们说到被圣灵充满的时候，我们常常就想到使徒行传第二章。
But there was another time recorded in the Bible.
但那还有另外一次记载在圣经里面。
It's on the day of resurrection.
乃是在复活的那一日。
Jesus appeared to disciples.
主耶稣向门徒们显现。
And he breathed on them.
他就向他们吹圣灵。
And said to them, receive the Holy Spirit.
叫他们受圣灵。
So there is a receiving of the Holy Spirit.
所以这里有一个接受圣灵。
That was recorded in Book of John, chapter 20.
这乃是记载在约翰福音第二十章。
Then there is a being filled with the Holy Spirit.
那还有一个被圣灵所充满。
It's recorded in Book of Acts, chapter 2.
乃是记载在使徒行传第二章。
Receiving of the Holy Spirit has something to do with our Christian life.
接受圣灵对跟我们属灵的生命生活有关。
Being filled with the Holy Spirit has something to do with our Christian service.
被圣灵所充满与我们属灵的服事有关。
Whether it is our life or it is our service, we need the power of Holy Spirit.
不管是生活或者是服事，我们都需要圣灵的能力。
And these are the two main reasons we need to be filled with the Holy Spirit.
这是两个主要的原因，我们需要被圣灵所充满。
We need power in our life.
我们需在生活里面，我们需要有能力。
We also need power in our service.
我们在服事里面，我们也需要有能力。
How do we have power in our life?
那在我们生活中，我们怎么样得到能力呢？
We must have power over our sins.
我们必须要有能够胜过我们罪的能力。
When you are filled with the Holy Spirit,
当你被圣灵充满的时候
you have power over your sin.
你就能够有胜过罪的能力。
Brothers and sisters, time after time,
弟兄姐妹们
in spite of our promises before the Lord,
一再又一再，不管我们在神面前许愿许诺多少次
and we do commit sins again.
但是我们又犯罪。
We do fail again.
我们又失败了。
We are not always victorious.
我们并不是常常都是得胜的。
Are we victorious over our sins?
我们是否已经胜过我们的罪呢？
Paul in Romans described his own experience.
保罗在罗马书就告诉了我们他自己的亲身的经历。
He's a wretched man that I am. Who will set me free from the body of this death?
他就说我真是苦啊。谁能救我脱离这取死的身体呢？
For the good that I want, I do not do, but I practice the very evil that I do not want.
我所愿意的善，我反不做；我所不愿意的恶，我倒去做。
This is written in Romans chapter 7.
这是记载在罗马书第七章里面。
It describes the experience of a believer.
乃是来形容一个信徒的经历。
It's not unbeliever.
这并不是说到非基督徒。
It's someone who has accepted the Lord Jesus Christ.
这乃是说到一个他已经接受主耶稣基督的人。
But he practiced the very evil that he does not want.
但是他却做那些他所不愿意做的恶。
Once we were saved by the Lord.
当我们被主得救了以后。
We conquer many of our sins in the past.
我们可以胜过许多过去的罪。
But there is one thing of yours.
但是有一个。
It come back again and again.
有一个罪是一再又一再 来搅扰我们。
There is one thing left in our life to test us.
在我们的生活里好像有一个罪仍然留在那里来试验我们。
It is the one thing we are combating always.
这是我们一直在这边战斗的。
It is one thing that we cannot overcome.
就是那一个就是我们一直没有办法胜过的。
Just like Saul in the Old Testament.
就像在旧约里面的扫罗一样。
When Saul heard this psalm.
当扫罗听见那个歌的时候。
And this psalm said that Saul has slain a thousand and David his 10,000.
他在那边那个妇人们就唱说扫罗杀死千千大卫杀死万万。
And when he heard this sound, he became angry.
他一听见这个歌他就心里愤怒。
And this angry in his heart become the things Saul cannot overcome.
这个在他里面的这个怒气就变成一个罪恶是他没有办法胜过的。
This is one besetting sin of Saul.
这就是那纠缠扫罗的罪。
It come backAgain and again.
一再一再的来回来。
He cannot overcome this particular sin.
他没有办法胜过这个罪。
Brothers and sisters, are we victorious over our sin?
弟兄姐妹们，我们是否已经胜过了我们的
罪呢？ Do sins still overcome us?
罪恶是不是仍然来战胜我们呢？
Is there a sins we come back continuously today?
是否有一个罪你如今还是一再一再的在战斗呢？
Have we been defeated so often?
我们是否常常失败呢？
This is one thing of yours.
这就是那一个罪。
Therefore we need power over our sins.
我们需要有能力能够来胜过我们的罪。
We need to be filled with the Holy Spirit.
我们需要被圣灵所充满。
There's no reason for this continued failure of ours.
我们不应当如此再继续的失败下去。
John 14:16, that he will give us another helper.
约翰福音第十四章告诉我们说他要赐给我们一个保惠师。
That he may be with us forever.
叫他能够永远与我们同在。
He abides with us and will be in us.
他住在我们的里面，他与我们同在。
We could not overcome this one thing on our own.
我们不能够靠着自己的能力来战胜这个。
But we have a helper that abides in us.
但是我们有一位保惠师是与我们同在。
What is the helper?
那谁是这个保惠师呢？
Or some translation translate to comforter.
有些翻译就说这是训慰师。
This word means advocate.
这个字的意思就是我们的律师。辩护师。
Every advocate has a client.
每一位辩护师律师他都有一个客户。
And the advocate will plead his client's cause.
他会为着他的客户的需要来请求。
He will protect his client's name and he will manage his client's affairs.
他会来保护他的客户的名字，他会来处理他这个客户的一切事务。
We have a comforter. We have an advocate in Jesus Christ.
我们在主耶稣基督里面，我们有一个保惠师，我们有一个训慰师。
He is our advocate.
我们有一位律师。
He plead our cause.
他是为我们来申辩一切的事。
He protect our name. He manage our affairs.
他保护我们的名字，他来为我们安排一切的生活事务。
But then Holy Spirit is another comforter.
那圣灵就是另一位的保惠师。
It's another advocate.
圣灵是另外一个律师。
Who is Holy Spirit's client?
他是圣灵的的客户。
Who the Holy Spirit advocate for?
他是来圣灵为他所代求的。
Who the Holy Spirit protect?
是圣灵所来保护的。
What affair Holy Spirit manage?
是他一切的事物都是由圣灵来掌管的。
Holy Spirit is the advocate for Jesus Christ.
圣灵就是为主耶稣基督的一个辩护师。
Holy Spirit is in our heart.
圣灵是在我们的里面。
He will continue to plead the cause of Jesus Christ.
他会为我们继续的为着主耶稣基督来为我们。
He will protect the name of our Lord Jesus.
他来保护主耶稣基督的名。
He will manage the Lord Jesus' affair in our heart.
他会为着主耶稣来处理主耶稣基督一切的事在我们的心里面。
He is the Spirit.He is the spirit of truth.
他是真理的圣灵。
If we want to do the evil things,
若是我们要做邪恶的事，
Holy Spirit will plead the cause of Jesus Christ.
圣灵就会为着主耶稣的案件，为主耶稣的事情来请求我们。
He will protect His name.
他会来保护主耶稣的名。
If we are filled with the Holy Spirit,
若是我们被圣灵所充满的话，
He will not allow us to carry the desire of our flesh.
他就不会叫我们允许我们照着我们的肉体而行。
Who is the Lord of our life?
他乃是我们生命的主。
Who controls our life?
他来掌管我们的生命。
When Apostle Paul met Jesus on way to Damascus,
当保罗在去大马色的路上遇见我们的主的时候，
When he saw the great light,
当他看见那大光的时候，
When he heard the voice,
当他听见这声音的时候，
Then he said, Who are you, Lord?
那他就说，主啊，你是谁？
He know this is Lord.
他知道那是主。
But he did not know who he is.
但是他不知道他是谁。
So he said, Who are you, Lord?
他就说，主啊，你是谁？
And Lord told him who he is.
那主就告诉他，他是谁？
I am Jesus the Nazarene.
我就是拿撒勒人耶稣。
Whom you are persecuting.
就是你所逼迫的拿撒勒人耶稣。
Then Paul said immediately, What shall I do, Lord?
立刻保罗就说，主啊，我当做什么？
Immediately, Paul turned over his life to the Lord.
立刻保罗就把他的生命交在主的手里。
He gave the control of his life to Lord Jesus.
他把他的生命掌管权交给主耶稣。
This is his first spiritual experience.
这是他第一次的属灵的经历。
Holy Spirit in us is an advocate for our Lord Jesus.
圣灵在我们里面乃是一个主耶稣的辩护师。
He represents Jesus.
他乃是代表我们的主耶稣。
He is the Lord of big and small things.
他是在大小的事上都是为主。
If we listen to Holy Spirit, we abide in Christ.
若是我们听从圣灵的话，我们就住在基督里面。
If we do not listen to the Holy Spirit, we do not abide in Christ.
若是我们不听从圣灵的话，我们就不住在基督里。
This is first reason we need the Holy Spirit.
这就是第一个原因，我们需要有圣灵。
We need power over sin.
我们需要有那胜过罪恶的罪的权利能力。
And second reason is about our Christian service.
第二个乃是说到我们基督徒的侍奉。
We need power in our service.
我们需要在我们在服事里面需要有能力。
In chapter 1 verse 8, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be my witnesses, both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria, and even to the remotest part of the earth.
在使徒行传第一章第八节里面就说到，但圣灵降临在你们身上，你们就必得着能力，并要在耶路撒冷、犹大全地和撒玛利亚直到地极做我的见证。
It is impossible to preach gospel to Jews.
要向犹太人传福音简直是不可能的事。
These were the same people that cried, say, crucify him, crucify him.
这些人乃是那一群人说钉他十字架，钉他十字架的人。
They were stubborn people. They were rebellious people.
他们乃是顽梗悖逆的人。
They shouted from their lungs and said, crucify, crucify this man.
他从他们心里来高声呼叫说，喊叫说，钉他十字架，钉他十字架。
It is impossible to preach gospel to Jews even today.
直到今日，要向犹太人传福音是何等不可能的事。
And who do we have to preach to them?
那我们怎么能够向他们传福音？
We have Peter.
我们有彼得在这边。
Who denied the Lord three times?
他曾经三次否认主。
He's even afraid of acknowledging our Lord Jesus.
他是那样的胆怯，他根本不敢承认主名。
How can he be a witness in Jerusalem?
那他怎么能够在耶路撒冷成为一个见证人？
Maybe it is easier for Peter to be a witness in the remotest part of this earth than in Jerusalem.
也许让彼得在这个地极之处做见证比在耶路撒冷更要容易。
Anywhere but Jerusalem.
他能够在所有其他的地方除了耶路撒冷。
But that day of Pentecost, Peter stood up in Jerusalem.
但是当五旬节那一天，彼得就站起来，是在耶路撒冷。
The power of the Holy Spirit came upon Peter, and they preached the gospel in Jerusalem.
圣灵的能力降在彼得身上，他就能够在耶路撒冷来传讲。
As Peter preached these messages,
当彼得这么在传讲这个信息的时候，
All those who heard the message, they were pierced to the heart.
那众人听见他的话都觉得扎心。
And they said to Peter,
那他们就对彼得说，
Brethren, what should we do?
弟兄们，我们当怎样行？
What a powerful ministry that day.
在那一天，这个信息是何等的有能力。
Not too many days ago, these people said, crucify him, crucify him.
在不多日之前，这些人才说钉他十字架，钉他十字架。
But now they were pierced to their heart.
但是现在他们却心里觉得扎心。
Who is doing the piercing?
谁是来做这个扎心的工作呢？
It's not Peter.
不是彼得。
It's the Holy Spirit.
乃是圣灵。
The pierce to their heart.
是圣灵来扎他们的心。
It's the Holy Spirit to cause these people to cry out, say, "What should we do, brethren?"
是圣灵使这些人来说。我们当怎样行？
Only Holy Spirit can preach gospel from Jerusalem to Samaria to all Judea and to the remotest part of the earth.
只有圣灵能够把福音从耶路撒冷、犹大全地传到撒玛利亚和直到地极。
The work of gospel cannot be fulfilled unless there is Holy Spirit.
福音的工作不能够被得着成就，除非圣灵。
First Corinthians chapter 12 said, No one can say Jesus is the Lord except the Holy Spirit.
在哥林多前书第十二章就告诉我们说，若是不被圣灵感动，也没有能说耶稣是主的。
John 16 verse 8, He will convict the world concerning sin and righteousness and judgment.
约翰福音第十六章就告诉我们说，他来就要叫世人为罪为义。为审判自己责备自己。
On the day of Pentecost, these 120 brothers and sisters become the 120 members of one body.
在五旬节那一天，这120个弟兄姐妹们就成为一个身体里面的120个肢体。
Holy Spirit connect this body to the head in heaven.
圣灵就把这个地上的这个身体与天上的头连接在一起。
And they turned the Roman Empire upside down.
他们就把这个罗马的政权来扭转了罗马的政权。
They don't have a great program.
他们并没有一个很好的程序。
They don't have a large choir.
他们也没有一个很好的诗班。
They don't have big buildings.
他们也没有一个大的建筑物。
They don't have TV broadcast.
他们也没有电视的转播。
They don't have missionary training.
他们没有宣教士的训练。
They don't have any fundraising.
他们也没有任何募款的活动。
They don't have organizations.
他们没有任何的组织。
But what do they have is the filling of the Holy Spirit.
那他们所有的乃是被圣灵所充满。
That's what it takes to do the work of gospel.
那就是照着圣灵能够来做。
Holy Spirit empowers every one of us to serve.
圣灵今天来给我们力量来服侍。
Today we serve by the power of the Holy Spirit, just as the day in Book of Acts.
今天我们按照圣灵所赐给我们的能力来服侍，就像当年在使徒行传一样。
There's no differences between today and that day.
今天和那日都没有什么区别。
He is the Spirit of Truth.
他是真理的圣灵。
He will guide you in all the truth.
他会带领我们进入一切的真理。
Brother and sister, isn't this tremendous?
弟兄姐妹，这是不是一个非常奇妙经历的事？
We have a helper who will guide us in all the truth.
我们有一个保惠师要引导我们明白一切的真理。
Young people amongst us.
年轻在我们中间的年轻人。
When you do read the Bibles.
当你读圣经的时候。
Do not go to commentary.
不要到那些解经书去。
You had a helper.
你有一位保惠师。
The helper is the one who inspired the entire Bible.
这个保惠师乃是来启示整本圣经的。
Why do you go to commentary when you have a helper who inspired the whole Bible?
你若是有一个保惠师能够来启示整本圣经给你，你为什么还要去看解经书呢？
I really thank God that Martin Luther didn't go for the commentary.
我实在感谢赞美主，因为马丁路德他没有去看解经书。
Martin Luther come to the helper.
马丁路德乃是到那个保惠师面前。
And the helper open up the Bible to Martin Luther.
那这个保惠师就把这圣经向马丁路德打开。
What happened if Martin Luther go to the best commentary of the time?
若是那时候马丁路德到那个时候最好的解经书去查看的话，会
怎样呢？ So young people do not go to commentary.
所以年轻人啊，不要去看解经书。
Go to the helper.
乃是来到这位保惠师面前。
Who inspired the whole scriptures.
他能够把整本圣经向你启示出来。
It is very important we know that he is the spirit of truth.
我们必须要知道他是真理的圣灵。
And he will guide us in all the truth.
他会引导我们明白一切的真理。
Not only that.
不仅如此。
Holy Spirit hears things that we never heard.
圣灵也听见的事情是我们所没有听见过
的。And he will disclose those he heard to us.
他要把他所听见的都来告诉我们。
The commentary never be able to disclose what is to come to us.
那些解经他没有办法把要将来的事情告诉我们。
Brothers and sisters, this is crucial.
弟兄姐妹们，这是非常重要的。
We have a helper.
我们有一位保惠师。
Will guide us in all the truth.
会引导我们进入一切的真理。
Brother and sister, therefore, if you read my Bible, you look at my Bible, I have nothing written on my Bible.
弟兄姐妹们，若是你看我的圣经的话，在我的圣经里面，我什么都没有任何的记载。
Except the name.
只有名字。
So that someone else will not mistakenly pick my Bible.
所以其他别的人不会来拿我的圣经。
But my Bible is blank.
但是在我的圣经里面都是空白的。
Not a single line.
也没有任何的划线。
Not a single word.
也没有写任何的字。
Because I'm afraid that my line, my own notes, would hinder the Holy Spirit.
因为我实在担忧我的划线跟我自己的记载的一些笔记会来拦阻我来对圣灵的。
Every time you go to the Bible,
每一次当你来到来读到圣经
，you go to the helpers,
你来到保惠师面前
，that the helper guides you in all the truth,
让这个保惠师来引导你进入明白一切的真理。
We need anointing of the Holy Spirit for every spiritual service.
在每一个属灵的服事上，我们都需要圣灵的恩膏。
When Jesus began his service,
当主耶稣开始他的服事的时候
，He said that the Spirit of the Lord anoints me with anointing.
他就说这主的灵来充满了我。
If Jesus need to be anointed.
若是我们的主耶稣需要被圣灵充满
How can we serve without anointing?
我们怎能够来服侍不被圣灵所充满呢
How do we serve?
我们怎么服侍
By praying.
就是借着祷告
Brother and sister, prayer is not part of our services.
祷告弟兄姐妹们祷告不是我们服侍的一部分
Prayer is the service.
祷告就是服事。
Prayer is the 99% of our service.
祷告乃是我们服事的99%。
Prayer is the service.
祷告就是服事。
And this summer, this conference is that, and we were encouraged by one thing.
在这次夏令会，我们被一件事情所激励。
And in the summer conference, we have morning watch.
在我们夏令会的时候，我们有晨更。
And we have the verses for the morning watch.
我们有选出来的经节是为了我们的晨更用的。
The scripture we use for the morning watch are pretty deep.
我们早上所用的经节都非常的深。
And so the children ministry from elementary grade one to grade five, they were worried.
所以他们从一年级到五年级的老师们就有点担心。
Can elementary school children read these scriptures in morning watch?
这小孩子能够读这段这些经节来作为他们的晨更的吗
？But we found in the conference.
但是在夏令会时候，我们发现
，not only.Our young children can read those scriptures.
不仅我们年幼的孩子们能够来读这些经文。
The teacher told us at the beginning of the morning watch, every single child pray.
但是老师告诉我们说，在晨更时候，每一个孩子都祷告。
They understood the meaning of the scriptures.
他们明白圣经的话。
At the end of the morning watch, every single child pray.
在晨更结束的时候，每一个孩子也都祷告。
They do not pray the standard prayer.
他们并不是用一个非常统一的祷告。
They pray from the scriptures.
他们乃是按照经文来祷告。
Who caused those young children to understand those scriptures?
是谁让这些孩子们来明白这些经文呢
？It is the Holy Spirit.
就是圣灵。
Because There were those who pray.
因为有一群人在为他们祷告。
No matter what service we do,
不管我们的服事是什么
it is all part of this building program.
都是在这个整个建造的程序里面。
And God has said in Zechariah,
神在撒加利亚书对我们说
it's not by might and nor by power, but by the Spirit.
不是依靠势力，不是依靠才能，乃是依靠我的灵，方能成事。
If you serve, you teach children.
若是你教导儿童们
，The most important service is to pray for them.
最重要的一个服事就是为他们祷告。
It is the prayer.
就是祷告。
Cause the children to respond.
就是祷告使得孩子们能够有反应。
In morning watches and in classes.
不管在晨更的时候，或在教室课堂上
，Teacher reported this year children were very well behaved.
那老师们就说，今年孩子们是非常守秩序。
Not only respond to the message, They responded to the gospel.
不仅他们反应所教导他们的，他们更是向着福音有觉知。
We need power in our service.
我们在我们的服事里面，我们需要有能力。
So how can we be filled with the Holy Spirit?
那我们怎能够被圣灵所充满呢？
1 John 1:9.
在约翰一书
If we confess our sin, he is faithful and righteous to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
约翰一书第一章第九节就说，我们若认自己的罪，神是信实的，是公义的，必要赦免我们的罪，洗净我们一切的不义。
We often use this verse for gospel.
我们常常把这节使用这节圣经在福音的时候。
But book of John, 1 John is written to believers.
但是约翰一书乃是写给那些信徒们的。
This is a message to those who accept the Lord Jesus.
这是乃是对那个已经接受主的人的一个信息。
But there is one thing that you cannot overcome.
有一个罪是你不能够胜过的。
There is one thing to put you in bondage.
有一个罪是让你受辖制的。
We have to go back to that one thing and confess before the Lord.
我们必须要回到那个罪里面，然后向神承认我们的罪。
We have to return to our failures.
我们需要回到我们的失败里。
This is the way the Lord has worked always.
这个是神一直的工作。
We have to come back to our failures.
我们必须要回到我们的失败里。
Moses came back to his failure in front of the thorn bush.
摩西就回到他的失败里，这是在那个焚烧的荆棘前。
Moses stood before the throne bush and realized his life is nothing but a throne bush.
当摩西站在那荆棘面前的时候，他看见他的一生不过如荆棘一样。
Yet it is the fire in the throne bush.That make the difference.
但是乃是在那个荆棘里面的那个火让它有不一样。
Took 40 years to get to this point.
摩西花了40年才回到这一点。
To recognize that he is nothing but a thorn bush.
看见他自己是一无所有，不过是荆棘。
It's only at this time the fire got into Moses.
就是在这个时候，那个火焰就进到摩西的里面。
Unless we see ourselves as a thorn bush, the fire will not able to come into our heart.
除非我们看我们自己不过是荆棘，那圣灵的火焰没有办法进到我们里面。
Have you seen yourself as a thorn bush yet?
你是否看你自己像荆棘一样呢？
What it is that attract?The world to God.
那吸引这世人想到神面前的是什么呢？
It's not the thorn bush.
并不是荆棘。
It's the fire in the thorn bush.
乃是在那个荆棘里面的火。
John Wesley is a thorn bush.
约翰·卫斯理就是一个荆棘。
But one day, the fire got into his heart.
有一天，他这个火焰进到他的里面。
And God used him.To change the churches in England.
神就使用他来改变了在英格兰的教会。
George Whitefield is a thorn bush.
乔治怀特也是一个荆棘。
Someday the fire got into his heart.
有一天这个火焰进到他的里面。
God used him to bring revivals to both sides of Atlantic.
神就能够使用他。让他在大西洋的两岸都有复兴。
Brother and sister, we had a helper.
弟兄姐妹们，我们有一个保惠师。
Actually, we have two helpers.
其实我们有两位保惠师。
One is sitting on the right hand of the Father.
有一位是坐在天上父神的右边。
And the other one is with us forever.
另外一个就永远住在我们的里面。
So we have one helper in heaven, we have one helper in our heart.
我们有一个保惠师是在天上，有一个保惠师在我们的心中。
They are not ordinary helpers.
并不是一个一般的帮手。
Our helper who created heaven and earth.
我们的保惠师，我们的帮手，乃是那一位创造天地的。
Our helper who separate the light from darkness.
我们的 帮手 乃是那位分开 夜雨
Our helper inspired the whole scriptures.
我们的 帮手 乃是来 启示整本圣经。
Our helper divided the waters and brought Israel out from the Red Sea.
我们的帮手 乃是那个把红海分开 把以色列人带过来。
All authority has given to our helpers in heaven and on earth.
天上地下一切的权柄都已经给了我们的帮手。
We have these two helpers. How can we say that our problem is too big?
我们有这两位的帮手，我们怎么能够说我们的困难是太大呢？
How can we say that our circumstances is too difficult?
我们怎么能够说我们的环境太艰难呢？
With the helpers that we have, all things are possible.
我们有这两位帮手，在神凡事都能。
In Book of Revelations,
在启示录里面,
God has said something repeatedly.
神有一句话是神一直不断地说的。
God said it seven times.
神说了七次。
This must be very important in his heart.
这个一定是在他心里面非常重要的一句话。
And God said seven times to the churches.
神对教会说了七次。
He said, he who has a ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches.
圣灵向众教会所说的话, 凡有耳的都应当听。
Have you heard the Spirit?
你听见了圣灵吗?
What the Spirit is saying to you?
圣灵对你说什么呢?
What the Spirit was saying in Revelation?
在启示录里面, 圣灵是说什么呢?
Behold, I stand at the door and knock.
他在那边说, 看啊, 我在门外叩门。
If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come into him and will dine with him and he with me.
若有听见我声音就开门的, 我要进到他那里去, 我与他, 他与我一同坐席。
The fire is knocking on the door of our heart.
这个火焰就在我们心的门口, 在那边叩门。
He wants to come in.
他要进来。
And he said, whoever hears,
他说, 若有听见我声音,
hears my voice,
若有听见我声音,
open the door,
就开门的,
I will come into him.
我就要进到他那里去。
Do you have fire in the throne bush?
你是否在荆棘里面有火焰呢?
Has the fire disappeared now?
还是这个火焰已经消失了?
Let us pray that the Holy Spirit will rekindle that fire in us.
我们就求圣灵 再次点燃了在我们里面的火。
What was Holy Spirit saying today?
圣灵今天对我们说什么呢?
He said, what minister among you, when his son asks for a loaf, will give him a stone?
他说, 谁有在你们中间, 谁有, 求饼的, 反给他石头呢?
Or he asked for a fish, he will not give him a snake.
求鱼, 反给他蛇呢?
And ask, it will be given.
祈求就给你们。
It's as simple as this.
就是如此的简单。
The fire is knocked on the door of our heart.
这个火焰就在我们的心门叩门。
Are you willing to open the door?
你是否愿意打开你的心门?
Are you willing to ask?
你是否愿意来求问?
Are you willing to seek?
你愿意来寻找?
Are you willing to respond to the knocking?
你愿意来回应那个叩门吗?
To allow this fire to come into the throne bush.
让这个火焰进到荆棘里。
And you will experience your Christian experience being filled with the Holy Spirit.
那你就要经历到你这个属灵的经历 就是被圣灵所充满。
Let's pray.
让我们来祷告。
Father, we thank you again for giving us this time.
天父，我们感谢你再给我们再次给我们这个时间。
We pray that there all be those among us who has an ear. and can hear the Spirit's speaking today.
愿意呢，在我们中间，凡有耳的都能够听见圣灵今天向我们所说的话。
We pray that we have a revelation and understanding on what is meant by being filled with the Holy Spirit.
求你给我们启示，跟给我们明白，叫我们明白是什么意思是被圣灵所充满。
As a result, give us a thirst and hunger for Holy Spirit.
因此也求你给我们一个渴望，叫我们渴慕。寻求被圣灵充满。
Father, we ask your mercy to bring us back to the throne bush.
天父，求你给我们怜悯，叫我们回到荆棘。
Bring us back to that one failure we cannot overcome.
叫我们能够回到那一个失败是我们没有办法胜过的。
Bring back to that besetting sin of ours.
那个纠缠我们的罪。
Come to the Lord.
叫我们来到主的面前。
Say, Lord, I need the helper.
让我们对你说，主啊，我们需要你的帮助。
I need the helper to give me the power over our sin.
求你给这宝惠师给我们能力，叫我们能够来胜过罪。
I need the helper to give me the power in my services.
让宝惠师给我力量。让我能服侍。
Father, I pray you continue to speak to our heart.
天父，愿意你继续对我们的心说话。
Continue to knock the door of our heart.
继续来敲我们心的门。
Do not let us go.
不要让我们过去。
Without responding to your knocking.
除非我们向你回应。
I pray there will be those who will open your heart now.
愿意我们现在就打开我们的心门。
Ask the Lord to come in.
祈求我们的主进来。
To deal with that sin in your life.
在我们的心中来对付那个罪。
To bring the power in our life.
把那能力带进我们的生命中。
To bring that power in our service.
把能力带到我们的侍奉中。
Father, we pray that you bless your own word.
天父，我们愿意你祝福你自己的话语。
We pray in Jesus' name.
奉主耶稣的名祷告。